Be reading today from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you're in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. You may be seated.
Our boasting is certainly always wanting to be in the Lord, but we are thankful in the Lord for many of the blessings that we have, and we are appreciative of the report that Don gave and all the blessings that have come through your diligent gifts, your sacrificial gifts, and the abilities that has given the church here to do so many things this past year, and also looking forward to the opportunities that 2018 provides. When we think about today, I don't know if you noticed in the men who were doing the up front leading us in the Lord's Supper table, but we had all young men. Now, one of those young men was a little older than 17, but I think five of the six were 17 or younger. Now, I'll let you figure out, Joe Ben, which one was older than 17. We were teasing him a little bit when he was sitting in front, but I think that says a lot about our church, and I think that's we appreciate those young men, all of them, being willing to serve and be active in the Lord's service in a public way. We think about our gifts to the Lord. I think about 2 Corinthians 9, 7 through 12. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. So all of our gifts should be because God loves a cheerful giver. And so we have given these gifts over the last year because we want to give to the Lord, not out of compulsion, but out of the desire to give to the Lord. And as we think about next year's budget, we want to do that cheerfully. Not grudgingly, not reluctantly, but because we have the opportunity to give. For God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. So if we're going to be able to do good works, it's going to come through these gifts. And if we give in this manner cheerfully, then we're going to have all sufficiency. We'll have all that we need to provide for good works. For as it is written, he has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. God's going to help see that the monies offered are going to go to the needy good works. And he's going to distribute that freely. He's going to provide for those who have needs and for the gospel to be preached. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. We also believe that we are sowing seeds, and that much of the effort that we've made in the past year and will continue to make in this next year through monetary gifts, through the preaching of the gospel, through the sowing of benevolent seeds, all the various ways through our teaching and our curriculum and our Sunday school classes, everything we do is a seed sowing adventure. And we trust through faith that God will produce a harvest from those seeds. For you will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way. That's our goal, is to be generous. And I agree with Don that we are a very generous church. And I think we need to say, as always, thank you for that. And let's continue to model those principles of generosity. You know, Don shared the written budget. And he shared some financial figures. But, you know, that doesn't even include all the monies that is given in an individual way or other funds that weren't shared to help members of our church family here, or to help a special missionary when he comes by, or to give our young people money to go on a trip. I mean, all the extra money that you're given that there's no, quote, record of, or at least not a public record of. And many of those I hear about through the year. So I know we really need to understand and be grateful for the generosity and also for the opportunities that provides. Look, continuing with that verse, which will produce thanksgiving to God. So if we're generous and we give, then it produces a thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints. So it's not only about our church, which we want to make sure our church is provided for in its physical building, in its preaching, and all that it needs, but is also overflowing to others. We want it to enrich others so that throughout the globe, people can say, I'm thankful for your generosity in many thanksgivings to God. And so as we think about giving, as we think about our budget, remember, you're not just giving for a dollar figure, but it's people, it's works, it is the glory of God that is always behind the check that's being written. And so as we think about last year, I want to share with you some highlights, as I would consider, from 2017. You know, we said from time to time that 2017 was in some ways a difficult year, as we had, it seemed, a lot of incidences of sickness. We had some members of our family that went on to be with the Lord, and we grieved their passing. We have others who were dealing and are still dealing in some ways with cancer treatments and sickness in their home. We had various challenges as a congregation, as Don mentioned, transitioning in our youth ministry and looking for a youth minister and the challenge that's been. And so we've had various challenges, but I think sometimes we can get focused on the challenges and some of the difficulties of a year that maybe we forget much of the positives that were done in the year. And so as you think about some of the highlights of 2017, I think the building of the pavilion and the opportunities that it provides in this next year and in the future years are one of the great accomplishments of last year. That was paid for, as Don laid out for us, that it was done through hours of volunteer labor and through our community and from church members. And the opportunity and service that will provide, and the blessing that will be for our church family to serve our community, to serve our church family in so many ways. And I think that's a real accomplishment that we were able to do that this past year. Also, we took numerous mission trips. Here's a group that went to El Salvador and were able to help in the construction of a church building there. Mention that we were able to contribute to that church building being started, and they're still going on with that, and we're going to be doing more in this year with that effort in El Salvador. And of course, they went down there, and you see them getting to try some of the food there that was offered for them. And of course, we're grateful for that mission effort. We also were able to do a mission trip to Menifee County in Kentucky, and we took a group there and worked with that small church and did door knocking, had a vacation Bible school up in northeastern Kentucky in June of this past year. We took, with the flooding disaster in Houston, in that area, and of course we support a missionary in Houston, Bread of Life, and we were, Joel and Chris, and through a lot of efforts from our church and also from this community, took a trailer and a truck filled to the brim of supplies down there. And the idea is, when we went down there the next week, and so they said, yeah, two guys from Virginia came and brought all this stuff. But anyways, we appreciate those two guys from Kentucky and everybody who helped send that stuff there to provide it. And then, of course, we went down and were able to work with that community in that area and doing some disaster relief. We had our youth involved in Last to Leaders and had a very successful Last to Leaders campaign, and are looking forward to that again. And we also had a successful event with local Bible Bowl up in Marshall County and had a lot of our kids and young people in that. We had a adventurous and active summer. We had once again a great vacation Bible school. It just really went off with a lot of kids and a lot of enthusiasm. West Kentucky Youth Camp every summer plays a tremendous role in our church. We don't realize it if you don't maybe have kids that are going, but our kids are impacted so greatly for the faith through West Kentucky Youth Camp, and we had a lot of kids go this past summer. We took other trips like Six Flags or the zoo, a lot of devotionals through the year. So there's a lot of activities. The youth program is not dependent upon having a youth minister. Certainly we want to have a youth minister, but the program went on, and we had a lot of activities, and we were blessed with Jared serving as our youth intern during the summer. And so as we think about 17, there's a lot of things that we could say. We were able to study the One Word book and accomplished, I believe, a lot of a Bible study through that. We had a looking at our Bible school goals. We were kind of revamping that program in 2017 and carrying that into 2018. So we're doing a lot of different things from 2017 that we need to feel proud of. And not boasting in a prideful, arrogant way, but boasting in the Lord and saying that, yeah, you know, there might have been some challenges and difficulties in 2017 in our own lives and in the life of the church, but there was also a lot of highs and there was also a lot of blessings and a lot of good, a lot of fruit that comes from 2017 as well. And in 2018, I always try to lay out some of the plans that we have so you'll just have an idea of what is on schedule for this year. One of the big things we had that we had originally wanted to do in February, but it conflicted with the date of CYC, so we moved it to May 1st, is a teaching rocket seminar with Michael Whitworth, which will be on a Sunday. And it involves a educational seminar for all people that care and are involved in the education program, from students to teachers, and to how we all can be equipped for adult classes as well as young children's classes. Michael is doing this seminar all over the country and even all over the world. He recently went to New Zealand and other places doing this. And it involves 5 lessons that will all be done on a Sunday. He'll preach in Bible class and preach in the sermon. Then we'll have a meal together and then do the other lessons. And so I think it's going to be a great Sunday that we need to be praying about, thinking about, and looking forward to what we can learn as a church to further emphasize the need for a strong Bible school program. So that's coming up in May. Some of the mission trips that we're looking at. El Salvador, there's a group that's going to be going in February and that we need to be praying about and doing some work there. And then also they're thinking and looking at possibly going in the summer. And then I'll be leading a group. My goal is to try to do a meeting that is supported by this church in that we don't charge the other church anything. And we take a group and go to a church in Kentucky where they are the only church in that county. In other words, they're the only Church of Christ in that county, and usually it's a small, struggling church. And there are several of those. And last year we went to the one in Menifee County, which is a church of about 12 to 15 people, and we worked with that church. Now this year we want to go, and I've got this set up with the church there, to Calhoun, Kentucky, which is just a little south of Owensboro area in McLean County. And it's the only church in McLean County, and it is a church of about 35 people. And we'll be going there May 30th through June 3rd. We'll be doing door knocking on Thursday and Friday. We'll be doing a gospel meeting on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a vacation Bible school on Saturday. And so if you'd be interested in going on that trip, you need to be letting me know. We'll start gearing up for that in a few months. But that's the dates for that. And then we'll have other opportunities. As we don't know, I mean, we didn't know the Houston flood was going to hit, but who knows what 2018 holds? Hopefully it's not another flood. But disasters always happen, and so who knows what opportunities will come in 2018 in those ways as well. So pray about those and think about how you can be involved. Some youth activities. We have a group who's going to be meeting chaperones and anybody involved. We need to have a kind of a pre-meeting about CYC. It's still a little bit out, But we'll be doing that after church this morning in the ladies' classroom over here. That's coming up. We'll take a group of about 30 to 35 people to that. We got Last of Leaders that's gearing up. We got to start practicing and preparing for that event. And a great impact upon our church, Last of Leaders has and can continue to have. We're also signing up for local Bible Bowl over the book of Genesis. So parents, let me encourage you to get your kids involved in local Bible Bowl from kindergarten through 12th grade. They can be involved in local Bible Bowl led by the Union Hill Church. It's going to be in Marshall County again, where they're going to be hosting at. And also certainly be praying about a new youth minister. We do have another tryout coming up on February 10th and 11th with a young man named Caleb Now. And we're still taking applications. And it's been a difficult process because there is not a large pool of candidates out there looking for a job. And so pray and be patient and understand that that is a goal. But our program is not going because we don't have a youth minister. We still have a lot of activities and things going on. And so try to be involved and help as much as you can. And next Sunday night, we're going to be divvying out ways that you can help. And we'll have a youth organizational meeting where we need people to host devotionals and plan activities and help in that way and pitch in while we have this time period without maybe one person to kind of head it all up. We got to kind of share the load. And so next Sunday night, we'll be doing that again, thinking about the spring. So a lot of things going on in 2018. As we kind of draw this to an invitation, let me encourage you to think about three important areas. First of all, we need to be mindful of our attendance and our involvement. Every year we need to mention that. Hebrews 10:25 talks about the necessity and the importance of us not neglecting to meet together with the saints and encouraging one another. We need to encourage each other to see the importance in meeting together and worshiping together and realize that your seat, your presence makes a difference. And your involvement in the works of the church and what goes on in the church makes a tremendous difference. And so think about that, and we want to stress that. Another area that we want to try to focus on this year is a more idea of whose seat is missing. Who is missing in their seat, I guess I should say. The idea of restoring the unfaithful. Those who have walked away from the church. We should not only care about reaching the lost, but we should, those who have never named Christ, but also those who have gone back to the world. And sometimes I think we neglect that category. So we want to try to emphasize that more this year. And then certainly each year we want to emphasize, because they're so important, missions and youth ministry. From our Bible Bowls to Last of Leaders to our activities and devotionals, we want to emphasize the youth program and getting your kids involved, letting them be friends with other church kids, and then also missions. We cannot just focus inwardly. A church that focuses solely inwardly will be a church like the Corinthian church that will be divided and jealous and fighting amongst themselves. We have to remember the enemy is on the outside, and our goal is to fight and take the gospel to the enemy. And if we can continue to focus on projects where we're serving and we're involved in the kingdom of taking the gospel to others, then our priority and our heart will be right. So we want to be mission-oriented locally and abroad. Locally and abroad. As we close, we're emphasizing this year as well already, and we want to do it through the year. We do this every year, but this year maybe more than others. We want to emphasize our Bible study. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians. We're getting in the book, and on Sunday mornings, we're all studying in our Bible classes, the teens through adults, 1 Corinthians, and I'm preaching on 1 Corinthians, so let me encourage you to be passionate about that and want to study this great book. And then, of course, we're doing the His Word devotional, where we read five chapters of the New Testament every week and read a devotional about that. What a great way to grow in your faith, to read the New Testament as a church, and what a great way to do that as a family. And so that all leads to the goal of being authentic disciples. We want to be just Christians. Each year, that's our goal. To grow in our discipleship. To grow in our faith for the Lord. This morning, if you're not a child of God, If you haven't put Christ on in baptism, let me encourage you to not let anything stand in the way of doing that. The baptistry is ready. You can come forward this morning, confess Christ as your Lord, and be immersed with Him in baptism to have all your sins washed away. If you have fallen away and you need to rededicate your life, let me encourage you to take that step forward and make that decision to put Christ back as the first love of your life. If you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, come as together we stand and as we sing.